Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Today, we're going to tackle a big question I've been hearing a lot lately. Are we in a recession? If not, when is the next one coming? As your financial advisor, my job isn't just to help you grow your wealth. It's to make sure you understand the economic environment we're navigating and feel confident in your financial plan, no matter what's happening in the headlines. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to explain what a recession really is, talk about why we're not in one right now, and review the signals that typically precede a recession so you'll know what to watch for in the months and years ahead. Let's jump in. The word recession gets thrown around a lot, especially by the media. But technically, a recession is this: a significant decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months, visible across the economy in areas like GDP, employment, income, and consumer spending. The National Bureau of Economic Research is the official body that declares when a recession is, and they base it on a range of data, not just GDP. Now, there's a common rule of thumb you may have heard: 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP means a recession. But that's a simplified version, and it sometimes aligns with reality, but not always. So what does a recession feel like? Well, jobs are lost, unemployment rises, companies pull back on hiring and investment, consumers spend less, businesses earn less, and markets can react with volatility. But here's the key: recessions are normal. They're part of the economic cycle, just like growth and expansion. Since World War II, the U.S. has gone through 12 recessions, or roughly one every 6 to 10 years. And guess what? You are going to go through a recession, and that's okay. And while they're uncomfortable, they're also temporary. So let's talk about where we stand today. At the time I'm recording in June of 2025, here's what we know. GDP is still growing. Yes, growth has slowed compared to the post-COVID rebound, but it's still positive. The job market remains quite strong. Unemployment is hovering around historically low levels. The latest print was 4.2%. Companies are still hiring, and wage growth may be slowing, but it's still positive. Consumer spending is holding up. Even with inflationary pressures, Americans are still spending money, especially on services like travel, dining, and entertainment. And corporate earnings are mixed, but they're not collapsing. Yes, some sectors are under pressure, but we're not seeing widespread losses across the board. In fact, 78% of companies during the last earnings season reported positive earnings per share, and that's above average. Now, that doesn't mean everything's perfect. We've seen interest rates rise sharply over the past 2 years, inflation take a serious bite out of purchasing power, and certain areas like commercial real estate are showing stress. But overall, the data does not support a recession call right now. In fact, many economists are now saying the Federal Reserve may be achieving what's called a soft landing, slowing the economy enough to control inflation without tipping us into a full-blown recession. So if we're not in a recession yet, the next logical question is, how will we know when one's coming? Well, there's no crystal ball, but there are several leading indicators that tend to flash warning signs before a recession hits. So let's break down the big ones. An inverted yield curve. This is one of the most talked about indicators. Normally, longer-term bonds like the 10-year Treasury yield more than short-term ones. But when short-term rates rise and go higher than long-term rates, the yield curve inverts. Historically, an inverted yield curve has preceded every U.S. recession since the 1960s. though it doesn't tell you exactly when the recession will hit. And the yield curve did turn negative July of 2022, and it stayed inverted for almost 2 years. But it's now been positive for almost a year now. Second indicator, declining consumer confidence. If people start to feel uneasy about their jobs or financial future, they cut back on spending. That slowdown in consumer spending, especially in the U.S., where it drives over 60% of GDP, can ripple throughout the economy. So we watch surveys like Consumer Confidence Index or the University of Michigan Sentiment Index for sharp declines. Third indicator, rising unemployment. This is often the most visible sign and the most painful. When unemployment rises rapidly, it usually confirms that a recession is already underway or very close. So far, we haven't seen that. And like I said, unemployment is still very low. But this is one of the most important metrics to track. And fourth, weakening business investment. Companies tend to cut spending and delay hiring when they anticipate trouble. So a drop in capital expenditures, hiring plans, or new orders can be a clue that business leaders are seeing storm clouds ahead. Those are the canaries in the coal mine. So what do we do with all this information? Well, first and foremost, don't try to time recessions. They're incredibly hard to predict, and trying to move all of your investments in and out of the market usually does more harm than good. In fact, like we said, you're not going to know we're in a recession until after the fact. Two, stick to your long-term plan. If your portfolio is built with your time horizon, risk tolerance, and goals in mind, it should already account for recessions because we know they will happen. Don't lose one wink of sleep when the next recession arrives. If you're nearing or in retirement, we recommend at least 3 years of living expenses in non-correlated assets so you can make it through the next rough patch. Three, keep an eye on your job and your cash flow. If a recession does develop, the biggest immediate impact for most people isn't their investments, it's their income. So having an emergency fund and staying employable are key. And finally, look for opportunity. Recessions can create some of the best investing opportunities if you're prepared and have a long-term mindset. Be ready to scoop up some stocks at a bargain. You can do this by dollar cost averaging through your 401k or Roth IRA contributions. And if you have the right risk tolerance, you may think about reducing your bonds and adding stock exposure if the market goes down significantly. So to recap, a recession is a broad, sustained decline in economic activity. We are not currently in a recession, at least not by the data. But there are signals to watch for, like yield curve inversions, rising unemployment, and most importantly, your financial plan should be built to weather both good times and bad. If you have questions about how this economic environment affects your specific goals, your portfolio, or your retirement timeline, let's have that conversation. We're here to help you make informed, confident decisions no matter what comes next. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. If you've enjoyed this video, it really makes a difference if you hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.